Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
As the 2023-2024 school year is going to be approaching really soon, it is time to wrap up our recaps from the spring sports season with Thunder Basin track and field. Starting with the girls, they finished 8th overall as a team at the state tournament back in May with 32 points. Bolt girls head coach Tanner Kelting was very pleased with how the girls did at the state track meet and is looking forward to everybody who is coming back for next year.
Overall, the girls went to the state track meet and they competed very hard. We have a good core of girls coming back for next year that scored some points for us, and I'm very excited to see what we can do next year. So overall, I thought the girls really went and competed hard. So we had girls in finals and a lot of different events, and we had girls that placed and did a very good job. So I was very happy with the girls' team.
Moving to the Bolt boys, they placed 7th as a team with 44 points and took home 2 individual state championships. Caden Loughran-Boyce won the 400-meter dash, and he, along with Nolan Hautel, Bradley Ekstrom, and Kyle Poppenfuss, took home first in the 400-meter relay. Bolt boys head coach Joe Moorkirky was very happy with how the boys ran all year, especially with all the hurdles they had to jump with the weather.
Well, I think they went really well. They adapted to the weather. You know, we're used to that. Our regional meet was rainy and cold, and yet they performed. We had 28 at regionals, and then 12 athletes qualified for state. We had 5 school records set, so that's impressive. Many athletes PR'd continually throughout the season, which is what you want, and then the 2 state championships.
That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.